This podcast is sponsored by Pooks.ai. Dive into a revolutionary reading experience with personalized ebooks and audiobooks, tailored just for you. Discover your next favorite book at Pooks.ai for free. That's Pooks.ai.
Cognitive Apprenticeship Explained: Key Components for Smarter Learning. Explore the four key components of cognitive apprenticeship and how they shape effective learning strategies in today's personalized education landscape. Breaking down the components of cognitive apprenticeship. Hey, have you ever heard the term cognitive apprenticeship before? It sounds fancy, right? But really, it's just a cool way to think about how people learn by doing, especially when there's a mentor or expert guiding you through the process. Imagine you're learning a craft or skill by working alongside someone who's been there, done that, and can show you the ropes step by step. That's exactly what cognitive apprenticeship is all about. Let me tell you more about it because it touches on so many things we experience in learning. Even with all the tech stuff like AI in education or personalized education that's buzzing around today. What is cognitive apprenticeship? At its core, cognitive apprenticeship is an educational approach that focuses on teaching the thinking process behind tasks. Instead of just handing you facts or formulas, it brings the expert's thought process to life so you can see how problems get solved, decisions get made, and skills get honed. This approach is especially powerful because a lot of learning happens in context with real-world problems, sort of like what you'd experience in a personal learning environment. You're not just memorizing, you're figuring out how to apply knowledge in situations with support available as you go. The four key components of cognitive apprenticeship. On another note, if you're looking for businesses that are already set up for success, consider checking out Archie Boy Holdings AI-based businesses for sale. These are smart investments that come with built-in customer bases and innovative frameworks that can really help you grow faster with loyal clients. Modeling. This is the watch me do it phase. The expert performs a task while verbalizing their thought process. It's like seeing the behind the scenes of how an expert approaches a challenge, what they pay attention to, what they decide, and why. Coaching. Now it's your turn to try, but the expert is right there offering help, feedback, and encouragement. This continuous interaction supports you as you attempt to put ideas into practice, highlighting what you're doing well and what might need tweaking. Scaffolding. Here, the expert provides temporary support to help you accomplish things that might be too hard on your own. Think of it like training wheels on a bike. They're gradually removed as you become more confident and skilled. Articulation and reflection. Finally, there's a focus on explaining and thinking about your own thinking. This helps you become more aware of the strategies you're using and why certain approaches worked or didn't. It's about making your learning process visible and clearer to yourself. Why does this matter in today's learning landscape? These components are super relevant now, especially when we consider trends like AI, personalized learning, and how technology shapes a learner's journey. You can think of a personal learning environment as something that supports cognitive apprenticeship principles, even if digitally. For example, AI tools can model expert problem solving, coach learners with instant feedback, and scaffold tasks by adapting difficulty levels. Plus, using platforms like Pooks.ai can actually help you create your own personalized education experience by turning your notes or ideas into interactive, learner-friendly books. It's a neat reminder that personalized education isn't just about passive reading, it's about engaging actively with content, reflecting, and building knowledge, all core ideas borrowed from cognitive apprenticeship. How you can use cognitive apprenticeship yourself. Find mentors or experts, whether it's someone at work, a teacher, or even an online guru, learning alongside someone skilled helps a ton. Make thinking visible. When you work on something, try to talk through your process or write it down. This reflection helps solidify your learning. Seek feedback actively. Don't hesitate to ask for coaching. Honest feedback is a game changer. Use technology wisely. Tools supporting personal learning environments, especially those leveraging AI, can mimic some expert support, scaffolding, and reflection opportunities. In the end, cognitive apprenticeship reminds us that learning is social and interactive. You're not just filling your brain with facts, but learning how to think, decide, and apply knowledge effectively. If you want to get more personalized in your own learning journey, why not create your personalized book now for free with Pooks AI? It's a creative way to capture your learning process and make your experience even richer. So next time you're tackling something new, think about who you can learn from and how you can make your thinking visible, because that's the heart of cognitive apprenticeship.